Illinois lawmakers managed to end their spring session on schedule Saturday night, but only by accepting a new state budget that bleeds red ink. They didn't make any of the tough decisions necessary to balance the budget, and they didn't want to risk spending months arguing over the issue. So they sent the governor a version where revenues don't keep up with expenses. The size of the deficit could approach $2 billion. That's because the state Senate approved several revenue measures that were ignored by the House. House Speaker Michael Madigan says legislators aren't responsible for a balanced budget. He argues it's okay to approve too much spending and then let Governor Ralph Blagojevich decide where to make cuts. That forces Blagojevich to make unpopular decisions about who gets money and who doesn't. Budget cuts to higher education in recent budget years has resulted in rising tuition costs for Illinois students. The newly approved budget over the weekend would give public colleges and universities a nearly 3% increase above the current year. Sean Crawford explains.
The budget passed the legislature with a bigger chunk for colleges and universities than even what the Board of Higher Ed requested. But before administrators begin rejoicing, Colchester House Republican Rich Myers has some words of caution.
And I would advise the universities not to spend that money until they actually get that check.
Myers says the budget is unbalanced, and that could open the door for Governor Rod Blagojevich to trim spending in higher ed, a familiar target since he took office. Both universities and community colleges would see a boost in their state funding under the plan that's headed to the governor's desk. Private schools could also benefit from increased student financial aid. That money could be used at public or private schools. All of higher education had hoped to get projects in a construction program, but despite approval in the Senate and support from House Republicans, House Democrats blocked it. I'm Sean Crawford.
Sean and Amanda Vinicky at the Illinois State House will have more on the budget coming up at 6:40. The jury in the trial of political fundraiser Tony Rezko is scheduled to resume deliberations this morning. That's after another long weekend, Robert Wildebor reports.
Tomorrow will mark 3 weeks of jury deliberations in the Rezko trial. But in that time, the jury has spent only about 7.5 full days deliberating. And by full days, I mean from 9:15 to 4:30. That's the schedule jurors gave themselves when deliberations started. In fact, it was their first order of business. Since then, they've had a number of questions for the judge, but very few have actually been about the evidence in the case. Most have just been about leaving early. To make up for lost time, the jurors promised to stay an hour and a half late last Wednesday and Thursday, but they ended up reneging on that. The judge has said she wants to honor their requests, but she agreed with the prosecutor who suggested they put the brakes on soon if the jury continues requesting time off. I'm Robert Wildebor.
A Champaign contingent from the group Greenpeace is trying to send a message to the U.S. Congress to act on global warming. The group collected handwritten petitions for U.S. local House Representative Tim Johnson yesterday at Champaign's Westside Park, also collecting petitions on video and by photo. Greenpeace organizer Drew Thomas says he's optimistic that Representative Johnson will push the issue in Congress.
We want to see Congress making sure that we're using our energy more efficiently in all sectors, especially in our cars. We want to put a limit to the amount of global warming pollution that gets dumped into the atmosphere, and we want to stop investing in coal and dangerous nuclear and start investing in clean, renewable forms of energy like wind and solar.
Thomas believes the next U.S. government will tackle global warming more intensely than the current one, but he says people should make an effort at home right away to save energy wherever they can. The price of fertilizer has been skyrocketing, in part because of a global surge in demand. That's forcing U.S. farmers to switch crops, cut back on fertilizer, or search for manure as a substitute. Since 2000, the price of fertilizer has climbed 228%. Now, wholesalers and retailers are scrambling to find and buy fertilizer further in advance and then juggle what supplies they have to meet customers' needs. Joe Dillier is the manager for the GrowMark system, a farm cooperative based in Bloomington. He says he's trying to get as much fertilizer in stock and keep it in storage, but he says that's getting harder as the price continues to climb. According to a trade group, global demand for fertilizer jumped about 14% between 2001 and 2006. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Just about 6:35 on this Monday morning, and time for us to check in with Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dan.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good, although It was a long start to the week.
Yeah, I guess.
Friday night was pretty crazy.
It was. I did some traveling to and from the Chicago area over the weekend, and like a lot of people, I think, ended up driving through some pretty heavy thunderstorm activity, and on my way back, noticed that there were fields, particularly south of Kankakee, between about Kankakee and Rantoul, that were just filled with water.
Yeah, Iroquois County has had plenty of rain so far this year, that's for sure. There were some places in Iroquois County that got as much as 6 inches of rain in a two-hour time. That was about 4 miles west of Milford Friday evening. And even later Friday night, a few scattered thunderstorms developed over Iroquois County. And over the last couple of days, more of the same. And yesterday, we had some thunder near Champaign-Urbana, but most of the town got nothing more than a few spits. But some places got a brief deluge yesterday, and we had one.